Their dramatic stories are rarely told, but at least 1,000 migrants die each year on the long and dangerous journey to Europe across the Sahara Desert and the Mediterranean Sea. Human rights groups say at least 15,000 migrants are known to have perished in a desperate quest to reach Europe by land and sea over the past 12 years. But many say that figure is only the tip of the iceberg, and the true number of those dying in their bid to reach Europe from Africa is far higher. One of those migrants who made and managed to survive that long and perilous journey is Kajus Kajadan, a Nigerian Catholic man. He travelled from his home in eastern Nigeria across the Sahara Desert into Libya, and from there across the sea to Italy, where he is now trying to seek political asylum. Kajus began by telling us what prompted him to leave his home in Nigeria.
I left the country because of poverty, because of political mismanagement, I would say, because of political problems, especially marginalization of the eastern part of Nigeria, killing of the Biafran people, people who are seeking for independence. That was why I left my country.
Kajus told us more about the dangers he encountered during his journey to reach Europe, that included crossing the Sahara Desert, where several of his friends died of hunger and thirst en route.
It is a long journey and it is a dangerous journey, I would say, because I left the eastern part of the nation, so I had to travel through the desert from northern part of Nigeria to Niger Republic, then Libya.
And then you stayed for a while in Libya?
Yes, I stayed for some time in Libya before coming to Italy.
How was the time in Libya?
It was about 3 months and it wasn't easy period. It was very hard period because I am a Christian, I am a Catholic. And in Libya, it is dangerous to see you as a Christian, to see you as one who professes Christianity. So it wasn't easy during those period.
So along the journey, you were with a group of friends?
Yes, I was with some friends. We left the country together, but it is unfortunate because I lost some of my friends. Those that died on the way, especially in the desert. And you know, when we got to Libya, we had to move on through the sea, and some actually lost their life. So I lost my friends, yes.
Peter Obasu is another Christian migrant from Nigeria trying to claim political asylum in Italy, who also travelled across the desert and the sea to reach here. He was struggling to make a living as a car mechanic in his homeland and was tricked into leaving after a group of mafia men contacted him one day and told him he could work for much higher salaries in Libya.
A group of people came, they tried to deceive me that they have work for me in Libya. So I went with them, getting there, we trying to do other things. They were trying to put me into selling of drugs and other things. I refused. They're mafias. They beated me, locked me in a house room and other things. Finally, God helped me to escape.
How did you go to Libya and what happened along the journey?
I wish I known that's how the journey is. I would have not go because they told me we are going by flight, taking plane to Libya. So I'm using the opportunity to tell the Africans going from Africa to Libya or other places that it's not good, it's not advisable to go through land. Because I discovered that many, thousands of people have died in the desert.
Of anger or,
yes,
or
because,
thirst?
You see, when we are talking about desert now, we discover that desert is a place where there is nothing. In the dry season, where there is no water, the sun we all started as from 4 in the morning.
So how many days did you spend in the desert?
About a week and 4 or 5 days in the desert.
You've got a wife and a child?
Yes, in Africa, in Nigeria.
How old is your child?
It's about 6 years now.
After arriving in Italy, Peter has quickly discovered that obtaining political asylum status is proving a very uphill battle.
We discovered that many Nigerians are suffering over here. They are suffering. Like me, I've been applying for political asylum since a year and 7 months now. Up to now, every day, this is the second time they are giving me negative to leave. There's no support. Every day I walk to different offices for help, for document. They say, go here, go here, go here. I discover that the help is not coming and I don't have joy.
William John is another Catholic from Nigeria, and his troubles began when fighting broke out in his native village between Christians and Muslims. He told us how he was flung into prison, where he was half-starved after the local mullah tried in vain to force him to become a Muslim.
I spent 4 years in prison.
Why did they put to prison?
It's the man. And they get me arrested and put me to prison, say that we are fighting against him.
Were there also religious reasons?
See, Muslim and Christian. I'm a Christian.
And they
man is a Muslim.
So what did they want you to be?
He said that I should be a Muslim to run. And I said that I cannot be a Muslim to run because I am a Christian.
What happened to you in prison? Did they beat you? Did they treat you?
No food. They didn't treat us well in the prison. No food, and they give us dirty food.
After fleeing from Nigeria, Aliam travelled with others across the Sahara Desert in a truck. However, he said many others, less fortunate than him, who were crossing the desert on foot, died before they reached the other side.
We passed through the desert.
Did you lose people?
Well, many people, some fought through the truck, they died.
They died?
They died. Mm.
After crossing the desert, Aliam arrived in Libya, and told us how he was forced to sleep on the beach there because he had no money for lodgings.
I was sleeping in the seaside because nowhere to sleep. I don't have money.
So after Libya, you went
I came to Italy
directly?
Yes. Okay. Then it was very dangerous. And I spent 4 days in the sea. We arrived in Sicily. We spent 2 days. They now took me to Rome.
So have you ever thought along the journey or in prison that your life was in danger?
My life is danger.
So there's no way you go back to your village?
There's no way, because now they are still looking for me.
Even when he finally arrived in Italy, after that long and dangerous journey, Aliam's problems did not end here. His application for political asylum was turned down last year, and this lack of documents means he cannot get a job in Italy, and so he is currently reduced to sleeping on the street.
I have no place to sleep. As I'm talking with you now, I don't have any place to sleep now. But I don't have documents. No documents.
Joseph Godfrey comes from Liberia, also in Western Africa. And his troubles began during the civil war there, when rebels tried to force everyone in his town to join their offensive against the government. He was forced to flee for his life after the rebels beat him up and tortured him and left him for dead because he refused to join their cause. Let's hear more details about his dramatic story.
I left my country because of the problem I encountered with the rebels. They were forcing everybody to join them to fight the government. My refusal to join them cost me almost my life. It cost me today. My left leg is been damaged because of my refusal. So I've been suffering, going to hospital. I had operation here. When I came here, I'm still suffering for the injury I had for refusing to join them, the rebels.
What did they do to you?
They beat me up, hit me with metals. I was unconscious for days. I was taken to hospital where I was operated. My left leg was broken, damaged.
Did they put you in jail?
No, they didn't put me in jail. My family and some of my friends managed to take me away because they thought I was dead. So they had to leave me there. They took me to a hidden hospital. But as a result of this, I lost everything. I had to leave for my own safety. Right now, my wife is in Ghana. Okay, I have a son. He is with my wife in Ghana right now.
How old is he?
He's about 9 years old right now.
So it's more than 7 years that you've not seen.
Yeah, I've not seen him for more than 7 years now. It was almost 2 years when I left. My life was in danger, so I decided to leave the country. So I was taken to Mali, from Mali to Libya. From there, I got myself in Brindisi here in Italy. It took me all space of 2 months before I could arrive here. A very horrible experience. It was hell, you know. My legs were swollen up, you know. I couldn't even walk when I came here.
How did the terrible experience of torture change your life?
Yeah, it has a lot of impact in my life because it made me know that this life is full of ups and downs. It made me know God, because if not for God, I don't think I would have been alive today.
Just like the other migrants from Africa, Joseph is not finding Italy to be a welcoming place, despite the huge risks he took to come here.
Life is very, very difficult here in Italy at the moment, because I'm not getting no document. I can't even walk very well because of my wound and everything, and I'm not getting anything. So it's only by the grace of God I'm still living. Friends are still helping me.
As for Cajus, he says he is grateful that the Rome-based Catholic lay group Sant'Egidio recently held a special prayer service to commemorate those migrants who perished during their desperate quest to reach Europe.
It is a great thing that the community of Sant'Egidio is doing, remembering, praying for people who lost their life on their way to Europe.
These migrants, as we have just heard, are often fleeing conflict or persecution in their homelands. But their dramatic stories never make the headlines. In that report, you heard the voices of Cajus Cajudan from Nigeria, Joseph Godfrey from Liberia, and Peter Obasu and Eliam John, both from Nigeria, all interviewed by Vatican Radio's Luca Attanasio.